KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me for a special TV pilot season breakdown is Leslie Goldberg of The Hollywood Reporter, a great TV reporter. And Leslie, you know, to some degree, it feels like pilot season. This is the networks, the big broadcast networks casting their pilots. It feels like an artifact in the era of streaming services and year-round TV. It just feels like something that it's still a thing, but how long is that going to last?
That's the big question. I just did a story interviewing six top casting directors from the broadcast networks and their studio counterparts. And one of them even went on record and said that they were surprised that pilot season was still a thing.
So there's a scramble right now for all of these people who are actors to be cast in different pilots. And then the competition is on as the networks pick and choose which things are actually going to, which few things will make it onto their schedules. And it's a weird time for actors, right? Because, I mean, in a way, if you're a working actor, there's a lot of opportunity because of this explosion of TV shows and streaming and not streaming. And I think that's made life complicated for those casting directors you were talking about.
Yeah, it's definitely made things much harder for them because you've got this season, there's about 73 pilots, comedies and dramas that have been picked up, a couple straight to series. But a lot of the issues is that all these networks are competing for the exact same talent at the exact same time. But if you're a star, if you're a big name, household name, you're not doing broadcast. You're looking at either cable like FX, premium cable, the HBOs of the world, or streaming. And the money is better. The hours are better. The way that you're treated on set is better. The amenity, just everything is so much better to do on the streaming side. Yet broadcast remains a beast that you have to feed because there's a great opportunity if you wind up on a This Is Us to make a ridiculous amount of money and success. But yet finding that success is not as easy as it sounds. It's quite challenging to launch an empire or a This Is Us.
Yeah, some of these people sound like they're willing to barter the potential for this gigantic windfall of money that would come with a show that's going to be in syndication and have this big life that it lives for years and years and years for some sense of security. There's still a feeling maybe that Netflix, even though they've started canceling without a second season in some cases, started canceling some shows, that maybe that's just an easier, steadier gig.
Yeah, definitely. And Netflix, and just like other streamers, have really started to, they've been around long enough now that they're all starting to refine their approach to programming. Hulu started canceling their first wave of originals. Netflix is certainly doing the same. I mean, you know, look at what they did with the Baz Luhrmann show, The Get Down. That was one of the most expensive TV shows that's ever been made. It was one season that had more behind-the-scenes problems than any show in recent memory, outside of maybe Walking Dead.
Yeah, that was a huge Netflix problem, and probably they learned from the experience something. The other thing that's new is you're not supposed to talk about your quotes. And this is a thing that came up recently with The Crown when it turned out that Claire Foy was getting less than Matt Smith. That turned into a big brouhaha. We have a new law in California. You're not supposed to talk about quotes.
The no quotes law has really helped close the gap with women, and it's been a boon for non-white actors in terms of raising the money that they're making. They're getting pay increases because these studios and networks can't go back and give them the same quote that they've had for the last 5-10 years.
Yes, the times are changing. That's Leslie Goldberg, TV editor of The Hollywood Reporter. She joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.